I'm going to ask the students that normally dismiss for Children's Liturgy of the Word to please come forward so that I can have some helpers for the homily. It's all right. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. As they're making their way up here, I just want to say a little fun fact about yesterday. As you come up, you can go and have a seat. Yesterday, we had almost 100 of our high school students get confirmed, and it was a beautiful ceremony. I see some of the students that are here, so congratulations to them. A little fun fact is that Bishop Schultz set the arena record for the longest homily in this building. Okay? He went almost 40 minutes, so we're going to try to break that today, if that's all right with you. Just kidding. All right, guys, how are we doing today? Good. Happy Easter, huh? Still the joy of the Easter season. So, were y'all paying attention to the readings? Yeah. Okay, couple of key characters in today's gospel. What happened in the gospel today? I'll give you a hint. We started and the apostles were all where?
God appeared.
Jesus appeared before the apostles in the room. And what was interesting about that room? Did you notice what was the deal with the room? Were all the doors wide open and all the windows open? What was it? What was interesting about the room? Okay, Jesus had just died on the Friday before. And he came into the room and the doors, what did it say about the doors? They were all locked. And Jesus came into this room. So what did that mean? That means Jesus had to do what?
They
weren't open, they were locked. So it says more about Jesus, because Jesus is Jesus, right? This is a miracle. He passed through the walls and he just appeared. So the disciples, how do you think they were feeling? Let's go back to how was happening with the apostles. They had just seen Jesus arrested. They had seen him thrown in jail. They had seen him beaten, hung upon the cross, and they saw him die. And they were in the room because they had heard that somebody stole the body of Jesus. The body of Jesus was missing. So how do you think the apostles were feeling? It told us in the gospel. How do you feel when that happens? Surprised? Okay, I'm looking for a different kind of... That's good. They were probably surprised. But more than surprised, they felt...
Sad.
Okay, they were sad. And also, how about this? Maybe if I make this face, it'll help you.
Scared.
They were afraid. Why do you think they were afraid? Because they didn't know what was going to happen to them. And the other thing is, they had just turned their back on Jesus, right? They had fallen asleep in the garden. When Jesus died on the cross, all the apostles except for John fled. So maybe they were scared because they didn't know what Jesus was going to say to them. He could have come into their midst and say, "Where were you guys? Where did you go? I needed you the most and you didn't." But is that what he said?
No.
What did he say? He said?
No.
He said what? What were the first? Say it again louder. Peace be with you. Peace be with you. And that put their hearts at ease. Do we have things in our lives that bring us peace?
Yes.
Are we ever afraid or scared or worn down by the drama of life?
No.
Yes. Well, you know, that's pretty good that you're not afraid of life at all. That's good. High five to that. But a lot of us are scared by life. We're worn down. Things wear us out. So what I have here in my bag is some things that bring me peace. Some things that when I do them or see them, it brings me peace. So I'm going to volunteer to help me pull some stuff out of the bag. Come here, sir. Why don't you grab something out of here? Grab something out of there. What do you see? Oh, what's that?
Okay.
Pull it out. What is it?
Basketball.
A basketball. What does it say on it? Can you read that? The final?
Four.
The final four. My friends, whenever I am worn down by life, I just turn on the basketball game. Final four is going on right now. This brings me peace, right?
Louisville.
You like Louisville. That's right. That brings me peace. What else brings me peace? Come here. Yes, ma'am. What else? You want to grab something else? What else brings me peace? What else brings me peace? What's that? Oh, a movie. Do you know what movie that is? It's one of my all-time favorites. The name of this movie is called Field of Dreams. I saw this when I was a kid. If you haven't seen it, it's awesome. Field of Dreams is about forgiveness and redemption and second chances and about hope. And it's a great movie. And anytime I get sad, anytime I feel like, oh man, life stinks, I watch that movie and it makes me feel better because it brings me peace. What else brings you peace? Come here. What else brings me peace? In my little backpack of peace here. What else brings me happiness? What is that? What is that?
A cake.
It's a cake. A piece of this brings me peace, right? A big old cake. Sometimes we do that. We have this comfort food. You can hold on to this for a second and have a seat. All right, we got one more thing. Yes, ma'am. One more thing in here that brings me peace. All right, can you reach in there? What is that? What is that? What is it? It's a video game controller. I guess you never play video games. High five. All right. You know why? You know why I put this in there? Because sometimes playing video games brings me a little bit of peace. Just last week, true story, my brother and I, we played the old Nintendo for 2 hours. And we were laughing like we were kids again. We were playing the games that we grew up on. And you guys, I know y'all have no idea what the Nintendo was. But it was like an original video game. And at the time, it was state of the art. It was like so awesome with its like six colors that it could produce. But it was so much fun. But these things bring me peace, right? What else brings you peace? What things do you do in life that says, man, this makes me feel better? Yes. Yeah, there's nothing else in the backpack. You have to tell me from your heart. What brings you peace? What else? What brings you peace? Like, what do you do when you're sad that you say, this is what I'm going to do? Yes. You play with your brother. That's an awesome way to have fun. That's awesome. Very good. Yes? You serve. Very good. Very good. What else? Yes, ma'am. What do you do that brings you happiness? Yes. You draw pictures. These are all ways that we can find peace. But our server hit on the next part of this homily here is that these things bring us peace and they bring us happiness for a little while. Like, so I play video games or I watch a movie or the basketball game ends, and then guess what? Did my problems go away?
Yeah.
Did life stop getting hard?
No.
No, it just was a distraction for a little while. There's something deeper that our Lord offers us. He doesn't say, here, have a piece of cake. This will bring you peace. He doesn't say, hey, here, watch this movie. This will bring you peace. Our Lord says to us, I have something deeper that I want all of you to have. And that's the gift of what?
Peace.
The gift of?
Peace.
The gift of faith. The gift of prayer. That's what our Lord Jesus offers us. That's what he offers the apostles, and that's what he tells us, is that when you're afraid, when you're alone, when you feel like I can't go on, come to me. And in our church and in our faith, we have lots of great gifts that bring us peace. Does somebody want to help me with gifts of faith that are in the bag? Yes, ma'am. What do we have? Come on up. Come on up. What do we have in our faith that brings us peace? What do we do that helps us in church and with our lives? Ooh, what's that?
Like a Bible.
It's like a Bible. That's good. That's exactly right. And so in the Bible is what? What does it tell us? Stories about who?
God.
It tells us stories about God. So when we're alone, when we're afraid, when we're lost, we can turn to the sacred scripture and we can be filled with the words of God that bring us hope and that bring us peace and that bring us love. This is the gifts that the church gives us. How about another one? Another volunteer. Yes, ma'am. Come on up. Yes. Yeah, you're confused now. I'm sorry. Yes. Yes, there is something in the bag for you to pull out. What else do we have in our faith? What's that? Open it up. You'll recognize it when you open it up. What is it? It's a rosary. And what does a rosary do? You pray the rosary and you ask God's love to come where? Upon you and the world. And that's what we do. And so our church gives us the great ways to pray, like the rosary. One more in here. Come on up. One more thing we'll pull out of here in this backpack of peace. What else does the church give us that brings us peace, that brings us love? What's that? It's a CD, and what's normally on a CD?
Music.
Music. Do you recognize this picture here? Do you know what that is on the picture?
No.
It's an angel. So music sometimes brings us peace. Now, this CD is one of my favorite artists. His name is Father Stan Fortuna. He sings some awesome songs. If y'all were here on the week of the Holy Family, I sang one of his songs during the homily. And so I love his music. I love the way it sets my soul at peace. That's why when we come to church, we have the music that sings so our soul can proclaim God's love so that we can find peace and joy in our lives. Thank you, God. Thank you very much. So what that means is that the church gives us all these great ways to pray and all of these signs and symbols. And here's another one for you guys. Another way that our Lord gives us peace and that we have peace in our faith is by the things we see around us in the church. So looking around the church, what do we see that brings us peace? When we come in here, what do we see? Well, you were pointing to where? You were pointing to Jesus on the cross. That brings us peace. That's a great image because it tells us how much our God loves us. It tells us Jesus says, I love you this much. I love you this much. What else do we do that are signs that bring us peace? What happened today during the Gloria? What was I doing during the Gloria? I had a bucket and I was doing what? Yes. I was throwing out holy water to remind us of baptism, that Jesus has claimed us as his own sons and daughters. What other signs or symbols do we have in the church? Yes. What other signs or symbols? We have his love. Yeah, that's right. And we have signs like the Easter candle that tells us Christ is the light of the world who shines in the darkness. We have the images of St. Joseph and St. Mary that tell us about God's love. On the side of the church, we have the stations of the cross, which tell us about God's journey to set us free. And today, in a special way, the church celebrates what's called Divine Mercy Sunday. Does anybody know where the Divine Mercy Sunday image is in the church? Do you know where it is? I'll give you a hint. Yes, where is it? No, where is it? It's over there. How about that? So the Divine Mercy Sunday is this reminder that Jesus came and stood with the apostles when they were alone, when they were scared, when they were afraid, and he said, peace be with you. Now the image of the Divine Mercy is an awesome picture because Jesus has his right hand extended. He's giving us his blessing. He's saying, may God be in your heart. And then the other picture is him touching his heart. And what's coming out of his heart? Can you see what that is?
Love
is coming out of his heart. That's exactly right. And it's shown to us by the white beam and the red beam. The white beam represents the sacrament of baptism, of the water that flowed from Jesus that washes us free. The red represents Jesus' what? His blood, his heart that he gives us, and we celebrate that in the Eucharist. And so the church is constantly giving us signs to say, I love you, I'm here for you. And so the picture of the Divine Mercy reminds us of God's mercy that we celebrate this day. That no matter what happens in our lives, no matter how many times we're scared or afraid or alone, he's here. And for our parishioners today, we're going to pray the Chapel of the Divine Mercy here in the church to celebrate Divine Mercy Sunday, of this mystery of God's unending love for us, of him saying to us, I love you no matter what. And so my friends today, what I hope that you remember is that when you're afraid, when you're alone, allow the voice of God to echo in your ears. That when you're scared, when you feel like life is beating you up, you ask the Lord to fill you with peace, so that you can go on. As we continue today to celebrate the sacrament of the Lord's love, we celebrate the fact that his love is poured out for us, and we ask him to help us to always see his peace, to always see his love, so that we may be filled forever with the joy that he has in mind for each of us. Thank you guys very much for your help.